Well, the three crewmen of Apollo 11 established the very first in history, being the first three people to carry out the successful landing on the moon, first landing on the moon. And I was fortunate enough to be one of those crew members and to fly with an outstanding test pilot, Neil Armstrong, and accompany him in the lunar module Eagle. So it's very sad indeed that we're not able to be together as a crew on the 50th anniversary. We've sort of been looking forward to that in 2019. And I think the entire aerospace world will be very saddened to hear this news today. We're missing a great spokesman and leader in the space program.
How will you remember him?
As being a very capable commander and leader of world achievement that will be recognized, I think, until man sets foot on the planet Mars. And that is my objective in life right now, is to expedite the safety and the security of human landings on the planet Mars.
Is there anything particular, any particular memory of your time you've spent with him that stands out?
Well, we were together on the backup crew for Apollo 8, the first flight that reached the moon and orbited it in Christmas time, 1968. And that introduced us to cislunar travel. Even though we didn't carry out that mission, we learned a tremendous amount about three missions later when we would be given the first opportunity to make a landing. I think we both felt very honored to participate in those two flights and to carry out the historic first landing.
What does he mean? What did what you achieved with him mean for America, do you think?
Well, we are concerned today in the field of education about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And because of the space program, I believe that America achieved and attained the position of leadership. And we don't have that right today.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, any other thought about what today means for you?
I think those who want to maybe commemorate the achievements could think in ways that they could help improve America's science, technology, engineering, and math standings in our education system.
And that would be a fitting tribute to Neil Armstrong.
Oh, it certainly would be, yes.
Did you see much of him in recent years?
Actually seeing him that every anniversary, major anniversary, I mean the 40th anniversary, of course, we got together as a crew in the White House. And since then, I think I've seen him at a few conferences that we both attended.
And how would you look back on that historic mission when you were together?
With a sense of great pride in having been selected for such a great participation in serving my country.